Welcome to another episode of Glitter Hour with Mia Clemencia Fernandez, where we talk about life lessons for young kids today. Hey, Mia girl, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Mom?
Pretty good. I just got finished with jujitsu, and you had jujitsu this morning as well.
For 3 hours. I was coaching for 2, training for 1.
Yeah, that's a lot of jujitsu. Did you have fun, though?
I did.
That's good. The boys are not here today. They are having a boys' weekend, took the train up to Newcastle, so hopefully they enjoy themselves. And you and I are headed out to the shops after this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Now, today on the podcast, we wanted to talk about a new school holiday activity that you did.
It's called RSPCA, and RSPCA stands for Royal Society Preventing Cruelty Animals.
I had no idea that that's what it stood for. And you did the Pet Friends, which was for 8 to 12-year-olds. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, well, let's kick in with some of my questions. Tell me what the animal shelter was like.
It was a really big shelter, and they had good facilities.
Okay.
Like, the rooms were big. They had good equipment.
Okay, that's good. Are the animals all kept in kennels?
Well, let's just, for example, for dogs, they have a pretty big cage.
Okay.
For the bigger dogs, they have, like, basically cages the size of your room.
Oh, right.
That's... Well, the kids' rooms, okay. Evidently. And then for the smaller dogs, it would still be around that, but not as big.
Okay.
Because they wouldn't need as much space.
Okay. And tell me what kind of animals they house there.
Okay. This might take a while.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking. Anyway. They have dogs, obviously, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs and hamsters, chickens and
any roosters. Birds, any birds that fly, like parrots or anything?
Well, apparently they'd all be being adopted.
Oh, but they would take them. Okay,
yep.
So at that stage they didn't have any on the
and
day.
Then I think there were some others, but we didn't really see any.
Okay. And tell me a bit about your day. What happened whenever you got there? You started at 9 a.m., I think?
Yeah, so we started at 9 a.m. And when we got there, we were doing a quiz on how well you know animals.
Okay, how did you do on the quiz?
Facts. I did pretty well. I didn't know most of the facts, so it was interesting to learn them.
Okay. Is there anything that you remember from your quiz that you think is worth sharing?
I can't remember. I think it was a bird, but one bird's eyes, you can distinguish between male and female because the male has brown eyes and the female has red. But I can't remember which one that was.
Okay. That's cool. Cool facts. Okay. All right. So you started off with a quiz. And then what did you do next?
And then we talked a bit about what they did at the animal shelter and stuff like that. And then since we were visiting the rabbits and guinea pigs, we made a little enrichment activity for them.
Ooh, fun. What is that?
Enrichment is basically for if you have a dog or a cat, you'd know a bit about this.
Okay.
Have you ever seen those things for dogs where there's this big, not ball, but kind of avocado-shaped thing with two holes? One hole you put the treat in and another hole the dog has to try and get it out. And it has to use its brain to figure out how to get the treat out. But it can't be too challenging, otherwise the pet gets frustrated. But it can't be too easy, otherwise it's too easy.
Because we do not have an animal, I didn't know about that. Okay.
But I'd say that the rabbits and guinea pigs kind of knew how to these things.
Right.
So me and I went with my friend Nina, and me and Nina, we both got really large egg cartons.
Okay.
And then in the holes, we put different things for it. And lots of people say that rabbits always see eating carrots, but it's actually kind of like a sometimes food for us.
Oh, they shouldn't have carrots all the time.
Yeah.
Rabbits. It's not good for them.
It's like a treat food.
Right. Okay, and so wait, you put treats inside the egg carton and then you close the egg carton up or you left it open?
There was no lid. So they made holes in it with scissors where we could put things in and like make it a bit more interactive with it. And then we had our recess and then we went and gave them the trays.
Okay.
And I gave mine to one that looked like Benjamin Bunny from Peter Rabbit.
Okay. So floppy-eared and very brown.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Nina's, she gave hers to a cream-colored one.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually took hers out and we got to hold her.
Yeah.
And that was really fun.
That's cool. Okay. Were you nervous holding a bunny?
No.
Okay.
Because I remember we had lollipop when we were younger.
I would hardly say we had lollipop. For the listeners on the line, we babysat the daycare bunny for one weekend, and its name was Lollipop. And I distinctly remember it was a biting bunny.
Yeah.
Didn't it bite a lot?
I don't think it. Yeah, I think it actually did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Carry on.
Anyway, and then we visited the dogs and we all got little treat bags.
Okay.
And we gave each dog a treat.
What kind of dogs? Big dogs, little dogs?
They were mostly big, but okay. There were a few. We saw two puppies, but we weren't allowed to give them too many treats.
Of course. It's like kids. Yeah. We can't overindulge.
You could.
Okay, so then you were with the dogs.
Yeah, and they were really cute, and I liked that. And then...
Did you want to bring them all home?
Not particularly all of them, because some of them were rather big, and okay. I think if they were in my house, I might have gotten a little bit terrified.
Okay, noted,
but,
noted.
Yeah, they were still really cute, and I liked them.
Okay.
And then we went back, and then this animal rescue officer came in.
Mm-hmm. What's an animal rescue officer?
Basically, it's basically kind of like a policeman, but for animals.
Okay. So tell me what he talked to you about.
He talked to us a bit about his job and some of the animals he'd helped rescue and stuff like that. But it isn't like in the Arctic rescuing animals like that. It's more like, for example, people who are struggling to feed themselves, let alone their pets.
Right.
So they come in and tell them, do you want us to take care of them for a bit? Do you want us to adopt them from you?
Okay.
They basically have the same rights as policemen, so they are allowed to just go into someone's backyard.
Okay.
And stuff.
Is there a phone line that people would call to say, I'm like worried about my neighbor's dog or something?
Like if they saw a stray on the side of this.
Oh, okay.
Stray, but only if it was hurt or injured.
Right.
Then they might call the number and...
And this animal rescue officer would come.
Yeah. And
did he have any good stories? Anything memorable?
Oh, yeah. He brought in his dog who really liked bananas. And he said, and his name is Fred.
Yeah.
And he said that Fred would rather have one banana than have him as than have him. And we all laughed
at
that.
Is Fred a rescue?
Well, basically, he was a really big dog. Mm-hmm. And his owner couldn't look after him. He was biting the children, jumping over the fence stuff like that.
Yep.
So the person adopted him.
Okay.
And, yeah, apparently he was about the size of your hip, of like a decent person's hip.
Yeah.
And he said that he still had a bit of growing to do.
Wonder what kind of dog he was. I'm so interested. He sounds huge. We just watched the movie The Sandlot last weekend, so we know all about big dogs. Okay. So what did you do after the animal rescue officer?
Then we had our lunch.
Okay.
And we made little toys for the cats.
Okay. So then you moved into the cat section.
Yeah.
So wow. You really did get to hang out with all the animals.
And then we went to the cats.
Okay.
And I made a little wand, one of those wands with streamer hanging down from it.
Oh, so you're making toys for the cats.
Yeah, that was called a supervised toy because obviously if they left that in the cage, then the cat might eat the strings and get sick or something.
Okay.
So that was something that the animal police, because they have assigned things, assigned animals that they work with, would play with, and they would choose those supervised toys, which one would be best for that dog.
Yep.
I mean cat, sorry. They have really good scents. So we were able to put like little senses on them,
okay.
Like cinnamon and wood, and that was...
Right. Okay, cool.
That was good. And then I also made a little octopus figure.
Mm-hmm.
And when I... So,
for cats?
Yeah. The cat that I chose to give the octopus figure to was very jumpy, so the person had to put it in for me.
Yeah.
But he kicked it around a bit and then...
I'm sure he liked it.
And then kind
was
of...
Was that a toy that he could keep in his kennel?
Yeah, because the marker that I used wasn't poisonous or anything, and then the toilet paper roll wasn't that bad.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Okay, and so then what happened? There's more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the cats, and then we were able to go into a room with one of the cats called, I think it was called Squeak, and we got to like do passive play with it and wave around. Well, for only around about a minute, but like we got to play with it and scratch it, and it was really fun.
Okay. And you're not much of a cat person, so you still enjoyed that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
She was kind of cute.
Nice. Okay, and then what happened next?
And then we got like our certificate and
okay, I was going to say, surely we're getting towards the end of the day. That's a lot of stuff. Okay, so that's where you finished. Do you have a favorite part of the day?
I'd say probably the dogs.
The dogs. Well, hopefully we can get a dog soon. Mia, the final question I have is, would you do this again?
Yes.
Hands down?
Yes.
Okay, so you really enjoyed it. You learned about animal welfare, especially from that rescue officer?
Yeah.
Okay, so give you a better perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any advice that you want to leave listeners with who might be a bit afraid of animals and nervous to do something like this? Do you think you said you felt pretty safe?
You can wave your wand or anything that you created with the cats.
Okay.
But they won't be let out of their cage to play with you or anything.
So it's a very controlled environment.
Yeah. And the dogs, you only get to feed them treats, and you can literally just drop them on the floor and the dog will eat them. So you don't have to actually feed it to the dog if you're worried about that. And with the rabbits, you had the choice to carry it. You didn't actually have to.
Okay.
And then I'm sure if you wanted to go in the cat room, you could say, oh, I'm a bit nervous. I don't think I want to do that. And then the person will obviously understand and you don't have to go in. It's not like it's compulsory.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's good advice. And hopefully we can get you back there next school holidays.
Yep.
Thanks, Mia girl. I really enjoyed learning about the RSPCA Pet Friends holiday program. Awesome.
Thanks, Mom. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe onto Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app. And we'd love you to please rate or review us. We have a website, glitterhour.com, where you can submit feedback and recommend topics for me to cover on a future podcast. As always, thank you for your support.
Nice one, Mia girl. We're going to sign off for another week.
This is Mia signing off. Let's go take care of animals.